Hello. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 1st. In a pair of press releases, Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced that there are two upcoming seminars in the area about hunting. If you want to learn how to hunt deer or how to sharpen your hunting skills, Parks and Wildlife will hold a free afternoon seminar from 2 to 5 p.m. this Saturday, March 4th. District Wildlife Manager Mark Richman will lead the session and provide expert tips on improving your chances of harvesting a mule deer. Richman will talk about the type of habitat the deer use, how understanding habitat will influence your hunt, and how to adapt your hunting techniques depending on when you hunt. He will also explain how to use Parks and Wildlife statistics to optimize your license draw strategy. The event is limited to 30 people. Contact the Parks and Wildlife Montrose office to reserve a seat. The seminar will take place at the Montrose office, 2300 South Townsend Avenue. And a second workshop from Parks and Wildlife will offer tips on hunting bears. The workshop will be held March 14th in Ridgeway. Bear populations in western Colorado are healthy, providing a unique hunting opportunity. District Wildlife Managers will lead the workshop on hunting Colorado's black bears. They'll discuss bear biology, hunting tactics, field dressing, rules and regulations, and human-bear conflict issues. The majority of the bear harvest takes place in September, when the animals are foraging heavily for acorns and berries in preparation for their winter hibernation. The Greater Montrose area offers ideal habitat for bears, so a hunter's chances of having a successful hunt are high, if they know where to go. The class will be held 6 to 8:30 p.m. March 14th at the Ridgeway Town Hall, 201 North Railroad. The class will be limited to 25 people, and registration is required. To register, call the Montrose Parks and Wildlife office. Yesterday's snowstorm dropped several inches of snow on the highways throughout the listening area, and Colorado Department of Transportation snowplows were out in full force. In this story, KSJD's Austin Cope goes on a ride-along with snowplow driver Kevin Montgomery on patrol in the southern San Juan Mountains. As we'll learn in this interview, his job is underappreciated and full of challenges.
Ready? All right. Kevin, thanks so much for letting us jump in a snowplow with you.
You're welcome. Happy to do so.
When you're driving a snowplow, what are all the things you have to keep track of compared to, say, driving a car?
Well, you're keeping track of the materials you're putting down and how much, where it needs to be. Your front plow's 12 foot wide and a 9 foot extension on the side, so you're taking up a lot of the roads. Just staying on the road and making sure the oncoming cars have room to pass and that you're not hitting anything with your plow takes a lot of concentration to do so.
How would you describe the plow that we're in right now? Okay. What kind of truck is this?
This 2013 International plow truck. It's a combo unit. You can apply sand or liquids or both at the same time. And it does have a 12-foot front plow and a 9-foot plow extension on the side.
What's one of the most challenging parts about driving a snowplow?
The most challenging is the conditions you're working in. When it's snowing hard, it's hard to see the road, see where you're going. Besides the snow falling, you have the flashing lights on the truck, which make it harder to see. And then the front plow actually kicks snow up into the windshield, so the visibility is tough. That's probably the hardest part, combined with the long hours.
What's the craziest experience you've had when you've been driving a snowplow?
I was going down the road and I thought I seen something in the snowbank next to the road moving. And I slowed down and realized it was some children playing that dug a hole into the side of the windrow with snow on the side of the road that I was pushing back, and realizing that I could have pushed that snow into them or hurt them. That was probably the most disturbing I've ever had plowing.
Geez, what happened there? What did you do when you noticed that?
I was able to slow down. I honked the horn and got stopped, and was actually able to, in an area where it was safe enough to get out of the truck and explain to them that where they was playing wasn't a safe area to be, that they should move away from the highway.
Wow, no kidding. We passed a sign earlier that said, never pass snow plows on the right. Why is that an important thing?
Several reasons not to pass a snow plow on the right. As we're plowing, all the material, the snow, any salt, sand, anything that's been fell off vehicles, pieces of metal or anything on the road, we're plowing off. And as they come off to the right, if you pass on the right, all of that snow, material, anything that was on the road is going to hit your car. It could scratch your car, break a windshield, cause an accident. Or with the plow extension that sticks out the side of the truck, you could run into it. It's hard to see it with the snow coming off the truck.
Have you ever had people try to pass you on the right?
We have people pass us on the right almost daily when you get into an area where there's two lanes and we're trying to plow the inside lane.
So that does include, like, if they're even in a passing zone on the right?
Yes, even in a passing zone. Being an emergency vehicle with the flashing lights, we should have a little, should be given a little more room and to do our job, kind of like an ambulance or a police vehicle.
What's the best part of the job you do?
I think the best part of the job for me is knowing the service I provide for the public and for my family that travel the road also. Keeping the snow off the road, getting the roads clear as soon as possible, providing that safe environment for people traveling and my family that travels these roads. That's probably the most fulfilling part of my job.
Kevin Montgomery, lead worker for Colorado Department of Transportation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Special thanks to Richard Tokar, Todd Jones, and Lisa Schwantes of CDOT for helping make this trip possible. I'm Austin Cope. Thanks for joining us.
And finally today, the Bureau of Land Management announced in a press release that Greg Larson has been selected to serve as Uncompahgre Field Office Manager in Montrose. In his new capacity, Larson will be responsible for overseeing about 1 million acres of BLM lands in Montrose, Ouray, Delta, San Miguel, and Mesa counties. The swearing-in ceremony for Larson is at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, March 14th, at the Montrose Public Lands Center. The public is invited to attend. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.